This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 8, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, low 50s for high temperatures. Today is Election Day. U.S. Congressman Seth Moulton is up for re-election. The Democrat is being challenged by Republican Bob May. Voters will also be deciding four ballot questions when they go to the polls. Massachusetts Secretary of State James Galvin is expecting relatively low voter turnout today. So far, 1 million votes have been cast in Massachusetts. WCVB-TV is reporting on a serious house fire in Lynn. The early morning fire at 7 Circuit Avenue forced a family out of their home, and two children were taken to an area hospital. Initial reports indicate they did not suffer serious injuries. It was feared that the fire might jump to other nearby homes, but apparently that did not happen. In the Merrimack Valley, a late Monday afternoon apartment building fire in Methuen has displaced 11 people. In Swampscott yesterday afternoon, a car drove through a wall at the Vinon Square Stop and Shop. No report of any serious injuries. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that the state auditor is reporting a massive uptick in welfare fraud. The report notes $13.5 million in fraud abuse has been documented from the last fiscal year ending June 30. And according to today's Daily Item of Lynn, the town of Saugus has come to a contract agreement with Saugus Educators. The new contract will run for the next 3 years. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Blues last night 3-1. They are now 10-2 on the season. The Celtics were also winners, beating the Grizzlies 109-106. On the website, check out the Northeastern Conference postseason awards in boys and girls soccer, as well as field hockey. High school MIAA tournament football this Friday night in Division III. Marblehead travels to Milton. Milton is coached by former Swampscott player and head football coach Steve Dembowski. Dembowski famous for the spread offense here on the North Shore, doing it on the South Shore with Milton. And this year, he says he has one of his top quarterbacks that he's ever coached.
You know, offensively, our quarterback, Owen McHugh, is probably the best dual-threat quarterback I've ever had. He can stretch the field. He can make off-scheduled plays. He's got good speed. He's got a beautiful touch. So he's, I think he's got 23 touchdowns and 2 interceptions throwing. So he's one of the best I've ever had, and we've had, a great season with a lot of contributions from all four of the receivers.
Milton head football coach Steve Dembowski. Be sure to check back on our website for the very latest in North Shore High School football tournament news and interviews. That is sports. It's Election Day. Get out and vote. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.